You know, God is really wonderful. This morning he just told me, he says, you have trouble breathing, but I can sure help you. And I said, Lord, what's my problem? He says, just relax breathing. Just relax breathing. Don't try to do it yourself. And he says, you're pulling too hard at times. Just relax in me. He says, oh. And boy, it's been so much easier today. I've just,
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I didn't realize my breathing could be a, I got a problem breathing. Boy, the Lord's the answer. I mean, he's just like glorious, glorious, glory.
Amen.
You know, and the problem is, it's just like people need the healing. I know in my heart when God says yes, they're healed. But healing starts gradual. It comes up, it takes what time he wants to do it. And that's for our betterment too, because we realize if it came as a miracle, sometimes we'd say, oh, that's not much to it. But with that healing, it makes you appreciate it. It makes you thank you. Said, Lord, you're so wonderful.
Amen. Praise God.
You know, and I believe that God's healed every part of my body. And I know that he is very special. I'm like a little, I'm not even like a puppy dog. I'm like a little bitty butterfly or something. Not even a butterfly, but some of the smaller, when I don't have a spirit. When the spirit gets on me, I'm like the worst old lion, the worst big elephant. I don't have no stuff.
Amen.
And I know it. And I'm very aggressive. That fellow that come against me over there, that shout that day, God just literally exploded on it. But it's the spirit.
Amen.
And see, that's what we haven't been teaching people. It's the spirit of God. When we're not doing anything important, we're to rest in the spirit. We're rest in ourselves. The Bible says they could not enter in because of unrest. And in Hebrews, it talks of coming in to the rest. What's it speaking about? Well, I believe here tonight that there's going to be some, I feel the presence of God. So,
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Lord, thank you. You're just so, Lord, glory. But God is here to redo us, to make us over. And we need this basically every day of our life. We have to come to that refreshing. And it's just like our breathing. If we cut our breathing off, you're gone. We can cut out not eating. Some of us don't hurt. I went 3 days before that revival. Didn't hurt me a bit. And I could have probably went another week and wouldn't hurt me a bit. But water, you know, you can't go that long. But you stop your breath or someone and choke you, you're gone. You're meeting Jesus. But this is the Spirit of God. That's why we need that intake from heaven. And God really spoke to my heart today about, Brother Clint, you spoke about it. And the Lord told me to enlarge on it. And it says, ever learning. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing here tonight. Father, I pray that you'd bind all hindering powers, all confusion, all doubt. And Father, if there's any unbelief, I pray that you come against that in Jesus' name. And Father, we claim the liberty of your spirit. Where your spirit is, your word declares there is liberty. And that means freedom. That means power. That means all you have is there. And Father God, we open our hearts to you this night with thanksgiving, praising you and exalting you and loving you for your wonderful blessings. For that charisma that you put on our hearts is beyond anything that we can imagine. There's no feeling like there is coming in your... There's nothing that comes close to feeling what we feel when we're in your presence. And Lord God, even when we're not in your presence, you say that you will live in us, with us, and about us. And Lord, I feel the hair on my hands just... You're here with a mighty way of the Holy Ghost. And Father, we know that many skeptics have come against that Holy One. And Father, we pray right now that you would break the powers of darkness who have put these ones down. And Lord God, that they might receive that pardon, they might receive that forgiveness, and they might be achiever through the power of your Spirit, that they might walk in that transformation light from heaven. And Father, we pray that lives will be touched, that hearts will be changed by the Spirit from heaven. And Father, we pray for a mighty influence of the heaven's shore today. I pray that you'll influence us daily to the maximum. Father, we want all that you can. We want what you have for us. And Father, I pray that you would pour out a double portion this night. I pray that you'd pour out a spirit from heaven, an avalanche of the glory. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would bind all the hindering powers of darkness would come against this sanctuary right now in Jesus' name. We pray for the audience throughout the world this day. We pray for them individually. We pray that you'll move upon them mightily if they hear this message that they will be touched from heaven. And Father, I pray for the same impact will touch them as it will us here this night. And Father, I pray for this word goes, it will touch and do the will from heaven. And Father, I pray that you'll send your angels with it, and you will send the guardian power of the Holy Ghost, and you will do a great and mighty work. And Father, we claim healing. We claim salvation. But Father, we claim that lives are going to be changed from glory into glory. And Father God, there's so many of your children have got very distasteful in this last days. And Father, we pray for a new overhaul for them. We pray that they'll have a new paint job, and they will have a new transformation in their lives, Father God. They might come forth as pure gold, that they might walk righteously from that day time on, and they might walk in the glories of from heaven. And Father, I pray that you'll fulfill your will tonight, O Lord. I pray that you'd move upon us as only you can. And Father, we thank you for that mighty strength. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You know, this word, ever learning and never able, we're seeing that. We see it in all kinds of occupations. I've seen mechanics that could learn. They didn't have it to be a good mechanic. They didn't have the heart for a mechanic. A mechanic basically has to endure hardness. The jobs he does are not easy. I don't care from cars on the way up to aircraft, whatever it is, because there's schisms, there's problems out there that the mechanic has to face and bring correction if something happened. They put it's his fault. And so this is a very hard, but there's all kinds of occupations. And there's people that can learn, but yet they can't do the work after they've learned. And God has got a household of blessing and wants to touch us in all of our places. I believe that God has got a calling on each one of us in a very special way. We need to realize that our everyday is spaced in seconds. In every second, there's 60 seconds to a minute, and every 60 minutes to an hour. And all of these are sections of life changes. From the time that she was an infant to the day it came, 1 second at a time. In that, you was changed from there to here. And we need to realize that God is in the changing business. He's here that lives might be touched by the mighty power from heaven. That the things that have tormented people would be dissolved. They would come to an end. They would come with no power because they've been set free. The King of Kings, the Lord of glory. And the glory of God is great. He's mighty. He's wholesome. And God wants to pour out His power in this last hour to the fullness that we might receive that joy, that pardon, that makeover that many skeptics have said it's not going to be. But here on today or tonight, and it was God's speaking through His channel that He wants to bring this to pass, and His glory shall be upon those who will seek His face and those who will call upon Him. He will bless them. It says, if you call on me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God is looking for a people who will truly call upon Him and will dare trust and let me God have trust and believe that He is the rewarder to those that diligently seek Him, to those that will come in that way. God's going to move upon them mightily. But we're seeing an avalanche of many wicked things that's coming in through the line of speaks out at certain churches. I was thinking about all these homosexuals, and we would all be there if it wasn't for God. But this says, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of God. And the next verse, and now Jannes stood before Moses, so do ye resist the truth, men to corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. When we leave this out, we leave one section of our life out of God, we've got a place. If it was like an electric motor, it would be a dead spot. In a gas engine, it would be a dead spot. A diesel engine, it would be a dead spot. So with that dead spot, if you have too many of those dead spots, and they're only little spots, like one cylinder on a six-cylinder engine will just about bring you down to half power. And that's what the church this day is very weak. very important in itself. We, our importance is in God. And we can have structures, we can have mighty billows of self-endeavorment and self-doings, and it produces zero. It produces nothing. God has a people, a remnant that's going to move through Him. He is the deliverer. He is the great I Am. And He is the one. And He's never failed and never will fail and won't fail. He's there to stabilize us, to control us, to help us through the times of lean living, through the times of discouragement. He is there to check us, to hope with us, that He brings that hope. Hope is something that we learn through patience. Tribulation, work of patience, patient experience, and then hope. As you read the Romans, it talks about hope of salvation. Hope is very positive. It's a relationship that brings us in close to God, that God sees us through hope. And He says that child believes in the living God, and our faith is in the Lord God, and we will do great and mighty blessings on that individual because they hope so established in God. It's established in Him. It's not on a like quicksand. It's not on the sand. But it's on the solid foundation of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. He, God, brings down showers of blessing. And those ones can stand powerfully on the shores of this earth and stand equipped from heaven. Even though the tides of life will come around them and come against them, they will not be moved because God's great hand shall be upon them. He shall direct them. He shall go with them. And He shall bless them in a mighty way. But it's sad that many people are ever learning, but never able to come into the truth. That's really sad. Because the Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. For the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You know, if we don't have the Spirit of the Lord, let's don't fake it. You know, the Lord spoke to my heart yesterday. You know, the Bible says in Revelation, it says that He wished that we were hot and not lukewarm. He'd let us be cold than lukewarm. But the Lord spoke to my heart, you know, that is totally, that's where it should be. But there's even more than that. We start losing out because you can be lukewarm and still such a Christian. What's happened is your spirit, your acquaintance with God is deteriorated. The fact that you don't have that same love. You don't have that same chemistry, but you may still believe in Him. And that's that damaging if we just have that. But then you can go to a greater depth and you can say, Lord, what's going to happen to those that can't believe, that can't receive, that make fun of God's Spirit, that have no importance on what God has arranged? God has arranged the arrangement. You know, all equipment generally has an arrangement number. And that arrangement number shows what transmission has, what groups come together, and God arranges everything in the same way. He has an order for His glory. He has a way to touch us. He has a way to instill upon us the perfect foundation from heaven, the glory of God to come upon us in a mighty way that we can achieve a higher level. And we don't look by ever learning. See, the problem is when people learn to be somebody, that puts them out of step. Because pride is up here in your mind. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. For the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt, so is deceitful lust. The deceitfulness, the old corruption of our mind has a way of bringing us down to a place. And when God comes in our hearts, He floods us with a new mind, a new power, a new strength. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable servant. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might prove what is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Unless we have a transformation in this mind, we're going to go down and we're going to be ever learning, but never able. It takes the Spirit of God to bring it into our mind. It's the Spirit of God that brings the life. It's the Spirit of God that brings here tonight. I'm healed this night. God has touched me in a mighty way. There's no faltering of my words here tonight. God has blessed me this day. And God's here to bless each one of us in a mighty way. But God allows us to go through downfalls that we might respond to Him. But see, God knows more about our bodies than even our doctor. God says this morning, He said, if you'll quit breathing like you're breathing, don't worry about your breathing. Let me breathe for you. Because you're hyperventilating. The Lord spoke to my heart and says, that's what you're doing. Hyperventilating. See, I didn't hear. I could have all the words and all this other stuff and hear my own self. I'm letting it sort of fall apart. See, that's what the enemy comes to trick us. God is very special. He wants to be in us. And these soothsayers says, where is the promise of his coming? Since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as it was from the very beginning. And this they will and are ignorant of the heavens of old. And the earth standing out of the water, and the earth that was in the water was destroyed, and the water perished. But nevertheless, we according to his promise look for a new heaven and new earth where dwelleth righteousness. Seeing these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought to be in all holy conversation and godliness? It says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Some men can't slackness, but long suffering, us we're not willing that any should perish. But it says, he shall come as a thief in the night, when the heavens shall melt with a fervent heat, and the elements shall be burned away. And all these things that goes down through that process, seeing these things be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and God, looking for the host, coming right away from that great heavens and roll, and all these things. It says, what manner of person ought you be in all holy conversation and godliness? Holy conversation and godliness. We can't do it in the natural. The natural man is not able, can't cope, and that's what's wrong, and that's why they're having a sin problem in people's life. When we elevate to the place that we come to place, he says in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, he prays the saints will come into the place of perfection. Perfecting of the saints. What's that mean? It means we stumble, but we stay in the place of perfection. Mechanic has to pull out parts, and I guess other jobs, you have to do these things. And farmers have to weed out the bad weeds and let the good things grow. But there's a formula that all of us have to work on, and that's why we need every day to seek Jesus all from the clouds of heaven. In Apostle Paul stood in the end and says, this I say and testify of the Lord, that henceforth no longer ye walk as the Gentiles walk in the vanity of their minds. Apostle Paul really knew the Lord. There's great power with God. We have to recognize, and it says, this I say and testify of the Lord. It gets a greater approval when you speak, thus saith the Spirit of God. It's a higher calling, a higher revelation. And you're not doing it in your own heart. This heart is only given to God to use for a while. Because one day we're going to have it at home, and I'm going to forget totally what I've said here. I don't even remember. And the Bible says, when we get to heaven, all these things shall be forgotten. That you can see, just think about it. When you're in heaven, this night will be forgotten. It's going to be so glorious in the throne of God, and that's why it's time to do what we're doing. It's time to take advantage. It's time to be holy. It's a time to cry out to God. It's a time that we might take our hearts and right with God. It's a time that we might be overcomers. It's a time that we have praised Him. We give Him glory. We'll give Him honor. And we walk not as a sad sack around, but we have the joy of the Lord coming down as an artesian well upon us. The glory of God upon us. Oh, hallelujah. It's wonderful. The word of God has been written. I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man. The things are prepared for them of God. But the Bible says, but these are revealed by the deep things of God. God searches out by the Spirit, for yea, the Spirit searches yea, the deep things of God. God is here to tell us that we need help. And our help comes from the Lord. He will not destroy us, but He wants to encourage us. He wants to lift us up in heavenly places that we might walk a higher talk. That we not walk in the fringe benefits of the enemy, but we walk by the fringe benefits from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. We need His input. We need His correction. We need that scrutiny from heaven that He can come down and touch us, see our faults. What do we need? He's there to help us, to deliver us, to set us free. Hallelujah. Can you say God is good? Hallelujah. God is wonderful. God is powerful. You know, the book of Colossians says that you might walk worthy in the Lord and unto all pleasing, being fruitful. You know, it's really, you get more advantage of studying the Bible with the will of God. When we study the Bible, we need to do it because we need it, but we take it as an open heart. We don't do it to show myself as that I know more. That's where we get in problems. When we think that we know more and belittle our brother, we're to lift our brother up above ourselves. We're to promote him. If we do, God will promote you beyond measure. Amen. But you've got to remember always to touch the lowly. Lift those up. The Bible says that we might walk humbly before our God. God wants us to walk humbly in His presence. that we would not be denied, that we would have that great influence of heaven on our hearts, directing us, motivating us as only He can. He's there to bring correction, to bring purpose, to giving thanks to the Father who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of saints' life, who has delivered us from the powers of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. God has given the special blood of Jesus. And the Bible says, and the cross has to be preached, for the simplicity of the cross brings forth hearts. We can never quit preaching about the cross of Jesus Christ. That cross was all paid for our redemption here tonight. That cross made it where Jesus could be able to speak to the Apostle Paul and say, I have called you. And Paul responded. Paul took a place. Paul responded. We have to do the same today. We respond into the calling. We don't go beyond the calling. God wants to fill us, thrill us, excite us, but we got to stay in the confines of His boundaries. His boundaries don't let us go many places. Oh, little feet, be careful where you take me to. Yes. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. See if there be any wicked way, and lead me in thy way everlasting. There's a realm that we must stay occupied in, because probably no one here knows it, but in certain areas you change different bad territories. And where that territory is, they don't know you. They're going to come against you. And that's why these second-rate Christians nowadays that toy in sin and come to church on Sunday mornings, when the enemy comes against them, and he's going to come against them. God spoke to me this way. He is going to come against them because they're pretending to be God's people. And reality, they're missing it. And so the enemy, if they were truly God's people, he would be afraid to come against them because they're not where they should be. He's going to come and tase them. He's going to come to destroy them. He's going to come to give them a hard time. He's going to bring sickness in their families. He's going to bring heartaches to them. And he's going to come in a mighty way. And the only way that we can escape that is seeking putting God first and going all the way from heaven. And it's what I've been preaching is right. God says it's the only way to ensure that your prayers will not be tarnished by the enemy. Every day I get up, I said, Lord, I draw nigh to you. I resist you, devil, in the name of Jesus. You have no right to come against me, because he comes to kill, destroy. He wants to take what God's given you. God has wants you to be a blessing. God wants you to be above reproach. God wants you to be a lighthouse. God wants you to be a prayer warrior. God wants to use his gifts to you. The enemy doesn't want that. He wants the opposite. He wants you to be a failure. He's going to want you, that you, your peers, that you go around, that they see you as something very unimportant, that you lose your influence. And that's why there's some Christians have caused where I wouldn't have no influence, but they're going to answer for it. Whenever you come against God's child and you cause them to lose that influence, be better than millstones. God, we need to be careful. We're God's elect. We're the glory of God. And God wants to bring a protection around us. He says, I'll fight your fight. I will go with you. But woe to those that speak ugly things against my beloved. For those that walk upright before me, I, the Lord thy God, shall go before them. I shall defend them, and I shall be by their side. And I say the gates of hell shall not be able to come against them, and they shall walk in my light, and I shall give them glory. And I say even those round about them be afraid of them, because they will see my mighty hand upon my beloved. My people, be not afraid. But I say for those who live a loose life, I say, yes, be very afraid. For I say, many of my people who cause this to be a way of life, I say it'd be better that they never preached the word, said the Spirit of God. It'd be better if they had never seduced many. But I say they're going to have problems. I say they're going to see many downfalls, pitfalls, even murder. And all the issues of life are so terrible, they're going to be plagued with them. And I say, only my people that have come to me this day, that will be free from that pitfall. And I say, many, 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 before many years, this is going to come to pass. If I tarry, many shall fall, and ye shall say, many, yea, that say thee not of me. But I say, at that day, I shall laugh at their calamity. And my word declares in Proverbs, he says, I will laugh at that calamity. And I say, many have played the part of a fool. And I say that there is no recompense. And I say many, many, many are guilty, saith the Spirit of God. For I'm looking for a vast glory upon my people, that they will be educated from heaven, that I would coat my people with my glory, and I shall ensure them that they would have me as pure silver and gold. I say many scoffers would laugh at this here tonight, but I say be not worried, do not worry about them. But I say pray for them, because I say their time is short and your time is long. My people here tonight, remember, your time is long. I'm going to keep you, and I'm going to walk with you, and I will walk, and the enemy will walk over you. And I tell you this night, he cannot walk over you as long as you stay an overcomer, walk together in love, and I shall bring my benediction upon me, and I shall coat thee with my inheritance, and I say he will not even know where thou liest and where thou stayest, for I shall keep thee in the hollow of my mighty hand, saith the Spirit of God. God is mighty. The glory of God, I don't think I've ever preached like here tonight. God is here to reestablish. God told me this week, he says, my son, I'm going to let you, the glory come down. And God's here to change us, to overwhelm us with the glory. I love you people. But God moves through his might, Sister Jen. He moves in that glory. God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slack. The scoffers are saying, where is this promise? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue. This is the scoffers. But the scoffers have no power with God. They're the scoffers in this land. Many of them are churchgoers, and they've gotten cold in their beliefs, and they had no beliefs when they started. And that's a tragedy. When we start with God, we need to have a real encounter with God. Not telling someone they're okay when they're not okay. We're putting a premium on wrongdoing. And we cannot do that. We cannot be to tell someone they're going to be a make heaven when they're not going, when they're going the wrong way. We don't judge people. We know if you a person gets out here and does these terrible acts and comes against the Spirit of God, God has no way only to come against them one of these times. Their days are short, and God poured out the Spirit of God upon the churches a mighty glory. He's poured them vessels of praise. He poured out them in the 1900s the glory of God upon the churches, and he baptized them with the Spirit of God. And tonight, there's many, many, many who have hearts tasted that blood. This night are dry. They've lost their promises, and they have seducing spirits nowadays. They're doing their own thing, and their practices, and many people in their churches are just laughing, and they have great joy, and the joy is wrong because it's from the evil one. The evil one has fought many much time how he's going to destroy the last hour church, and he's done it. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. It's the only way. And you've never seen, I'm going to get stronger and stronger and stronger, and you are too. God is not slack. He is moving mightily. He's here to supernaturally change us. Yes, he's here to defend us. Oh, the glory of God is here to bless you. I get so tickled, these people, they try to bring revivals, and they're not, it's like a little old John Deere tractor out here trying to pull a big old ripper. It's sitting down there spinning his wheel up, but boy, you get this great super duper D11, and he puts that ripper down about 8, 9, it's way down there, and it keeps going with it. That's what God's doing. He's gonna, these soothsayers spun their wheels long enough. But God said, oh, church arise, my glory is here. God wants to instill us with his power, with the anointing, that we might be believers and truly walk by faith. Believe him. He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. We need to have it in our heart. I want to serve you, Lord. I want to be a blessing to you. Lord, I want to make your face to shine upon me, to be gracious unto me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God wants to move upon us in a mighty way, that we would lift our eyes to the hills, whence come for our help. And everything that we really think about when we look into God, we always look up. I will lift my eyes to the hills. You know, the Lord spoke to me the day that 40 years that he moved the children of Israel through from the time that Moses got them out of Egypt, down the Red Sea, but they just stayed there. And this is the bottom line. I don't know. I've never heard anybody preach. But the Lord said, because they didn't repent. You know, and I don't see very much repenting in churches. You know, we have a revival. There's not much repenting. When God comes upon us, you know, I spent years repenting. God wants us to be broken. He wants us all that we're tired of what we are, what we're made of, our thinking, our sadness in our lives, that we have totally disrupted his move. And he wants to remake us. His glory being filled with the power of God, the heavenly presence of God. But where His Spirit is, there is truly liberty. We're living the last hours. We're living the last times. We're living the time of this year that God spoke to my heart of much sorrow, many heartaches, many wrong things are going to be done this year. There's going to be many people that's going to come through problems. But God in all, it loves us. And I heard the mayor of New Orleans. It was the Spirit of God that told him. That mayor started sidestepping afterwards. He was sorry, but it was God that declared. Because he said that this was from God. And it was from God. God seeing that he was going to vindicate. He was going to get over these ones that had come against his mighty. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Yes. We can get out here and sacrifice all we want, and it doesn't beat obedience. Amen. You don't have to say, I'm sorry, if you're doing what you're right. Then these ones that come against you and say, look who you are. You don't have to apologize for nothing because you're walking in the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And when you have God's Spirit upon you, you don't have to apologize. But those ones, they will not apologize either. But there's still a day they will apologize before God, because the Bible says there's appointed unto man, all of us, once die, then comes the judgment. There's going to be a time appointed when it's not just getting up here and waving flags and raising our hands and trying to get God to move. God don't move that way. You know, you can go to a football field, and that's why they're bringing theatrics. God told me they're bringing theatrics into this holy places. And those theatrics come in, and people get really, they get really charged up because it's wrong. A lot of it's wrong. It needs to come from the heart. Men should not get up there and tell you when to do this, this, and that. It's wrong. Grace out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The Spirit of God should come down as a conduit, and every dead would be laid on their faces, prone, because God would slay people, touch people mightily. People want to be people. God's looking for people who will no longer be people, but they'll be God's children. A lot of difference. God wants His children. It says, be ye followers of God as dear children. And Ephesians, the 5th chapter, the 1st verse. And then it goes down about 4 verses. It says, filthy gesturing and foolishness forsake. And I've heard messages from these new fangled, dangled, new, whatever they call them, pastors. But I've heard the messages. And they're for amusement. And they're about to get people to joke and all these things. And I believe God looks upon that with a scrutiny from heaven. And it's not right. It's not right. God moves mightily. And we need to be sober-minded. So because God's coming back, thousands are going. How could we be laughing when people are dying? Talking about New Orleans and that great ocean is going to be nothing when God comes through the clouds of glory. Because there's going to be hundreds, thousands. The whole churches may have to be slain to make heaven. If you miss that, you're going to have to pay it from your heart. I want to do it now. And I want to have God's favor now. I want to go the easy way. That's a hard way. The Bible says the wicked shall find no rest. And truly, that's the reward of the wicked. The enemy has sold millions a lie, and they've taken it. That word that was just spoken is reality. They've tried to study, tried to know knowledge, ever in learning, but never able to come into the truth. The truth of God will set you free. David said, thy word have I hidden my heart, that I might not sin against thee. It's that trust. That's what God looks at. It's our heart. The Israelites had no feelings for repentance. And truly, two of them had a different spirit. Caleb and Joshua. The word declares it. And we need that different spirit. Two of them was going to make it. Caleb and Joshua. And here tonight, we see multitudes. And Joel, the 3rd chapter, says, in that day there shall be multitudes standing in the valley of decision. Now, we've told people that people said, oh, this, no, one's day, that's for the day of Christ coming. That day, it says the first part of Joel, the 2nd chapter, it talks about the second coming. It talks about also the move of the Spirit. It tells about this, you shall have it. It's for the signs of the Spirit of God shall come upon as it did in the early days when God moved upon the early church. But it talks about multitudes dying. Multitudes in the valley of decision. If the valley of decision is the things of God, we've made it so loose that all can come to repentance. We've cheated everybody. Because God is not cheap. God's not cheap like men. God is wholesome. God is glory. And we've cheapened the gospel down. Oh, you can just come as you are. I'll guarantee you, God don't want you as you are. He wants you to have His presence in you. God wants to indoctrinate you with His Spirit. What a glorious difference. Amen. He wants to put His glory upon you. He wants to suit you with righteousness. He wants to suit you, invest your mind upon Him. He will take time to bless you. He will take time to touch you. He will take time to heal you. He will take time to take time with you. What a glorious time. It doesn't make any difference where you are as long as you're in His hands. Thus says for God, God's here to prosper you. And the greatest thing that He can prosper you is spiritually.
Yes.
Doesn't really make any difference. The dinners I have, the clothing I have, it's when I cross that knothole, when I have to take it down to nothing. That dream, Brother Clint. And that's what's facing America. That dream is facing America. In that dream, people would not come. They said, we got the answer. Our church, the answer. And I say, brother, sister, you're going to miss it. And as I went past them, wasn't long, I looked back, and their houses looked like latrines. I'm saying this kindly. They looked like cesspools there. Filth everywhere. As I once escaped, and the God given for a reason, we're let iniquity come into America that has once had the salvation from heaven. And we've not grown, but we've been retarded because of our laxness in the move of the Spirit. We have let the ones come in against the move of the Spirit. I've seen it happen. And they got their own way. And the people that want to move the Spirit says, well, you know, we got it. Let's make peace with them. We'll let them have their own way. But I remember back then I told them, no, we cannot compromise. That's a high thing. God doesn't want us to compromise. He wants us to have His glory. And that's what I say. You can get strong. I'm strong right now. I can come and get the glory is here tonight. But I was when I come in, I had no strength. And I'll lose what I'm saying now. But God makes us supernaturally powerful. He is not a wimp in God. God has a high standard, a glory. You might be a pushover, but you can't push you over either. Because God's got His hand upon you. And God's living in you. And He says, hey, that's my property. Don't touch it. Because I'll let that Spirit in Him get on you. That's what it's... He motivates us to where we direct the Spirit. The Spirit of God is mighty powerful. You know, my hand, I feel it's just, the Spirit of God is here. Lord, you're so wonderful. God's here to bless you. But I do want to recommend that all of us really put in your heart that you want to go His way. And the Bible says, not entangle yourself with the yoke of bondage wherein you once walked. So there's some things that you just can't. You know, I've seen it myself. It's the road's getting narrower and narrower and narrower. There comes a time when that separation takes place that God sees your heart. You're narrow in Him. You're not wide. The Bible says, narrow is the way to lead to eternal life. And few there be that find it. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that enter thereat. There's a place that God is going to have the mighty last word. You know, I've heard people say, they always got the last word. No, you're not going to get the last word of God. You know, I've seen people are so, I've heard them say that they didn't need God to build a church, that they could do these. And I believe it. There's people that believe that. But you just don't build a church out here and get people if you have nothing to share with that people after the church is built. That church was made that these people would be touched with the same Spirit that's here tonight. And if it cannot be there, it's not from God. God is very lenient, long-suffering. But God is coming very soon. I don't understand why God talked to me as much as He has. But I don't understand why He would let me see these things and others He hasn't. But it's in the Word.
Amen.
God showed me it's in the Word. Everything that I've seen is in the Word. And God brings us more powerfully. It's in the Word. If you abide in me, my word's abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. That's a very positive approach on life. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall, that's positive, be done. Be done. You don't have to worry about it. It's going to be done. Signed, sealed, and delivered. You don't have to worry about it. When you pray for someone, you know they're healed. God wants to interrupt us from our old lives, because these old lives are taking us to pits, wrong directions. I don't want to say it to hurt feelings, but it's a place of no return. We need to be circumcised by the Lord our God, that we would have no feelings, no dealings with the cares of this world. We cannot change them unless they come God's way. And that's why you should not go to them. You should pray for them and they'll come to you, because you can never meet them on their level. And then if you'll start praying, you'll see things happen through the Spirit. And it's the spirit world that counts. The Bible says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Truly, that's right. For the weapons of a warfare are not carnal. They're not carnal. But mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that's done, bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus our Lord. We have the power to rearrange these instances if you will live for God. If your life is to such that you become as a pilot system in a huge machine. A pilot machine, I mean, I've said this before, but it only works, this great big super duper duper huge humongous valve. And you do it with a little touch over here. You could not even force that valve, the size of it, to say it humongous, and yet you can do it with Bible talks about it in James, that a tongue is like this, it steers as we steer a ship with our mouth. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. God wants us to speak things into existence. Speak these things as thus saith God. But you got to be where you should be, or it won't work. But if God's bringing you into that place that you can say, thus saith the Spirit of God, and it shall come to pass. You can pray for the unjust, and they will be saved. You can pray for them in a mighty way, and God will hear your cry. We have to have that assurance it's in God. But we lose out because we lose faith. Our unbelief comes down in here. And our unbelief, God won't move upon us. We've got to have perfect faith. We got to believe that when we believe something, it's going to happen. And you don't shake, and you don't tremble. There's too many people that tremble. They get afraid. But God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. God's here to give us, his people, power. He's here to enlarge your steps. He's here to get your vision greater, to get rid of any darkness within you. The Apostle Paul, this I say and testify of the Lord, that you no longer walk as the Gentiles walk in the vanity of the mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that's in them because of the blindness of their heart. What a declaration. Without Christ, even if we go to church, we can be just as black inside. And when we get black, we cannot reach heaven. Today I read it in the Word of God. There's going to be those that hate the people that work in the Spirit. They're against, send Timothy there, but they're against anyone that moves in the Spirit. And I've seen people, they're so hateful that they won't let you move and they don't want to move. I've been in meetings, and I know what God's saying is true. But I said, I know one time I was moving this pastor and it was against him. This pastor didn't want anything but for them to have love. He just wanted them to have a good life. And these soothsayers, basically, they said, nope, we're not going to have you in this church. I mean, they were ugly. Every Sunday morning, they went out and just grumbled. I mean, you know, it's terrible when we act like childish ways. But we're supposed to be the ones that's grown up in the Lord. And I've seen these churches crumble. We need to realize that we can't play church. We have to respond in His church. And what God's showing me right now, this is the church right here. He's here to establish us, here to help us. But God's got a great call coming out the world. He says, oh church, awaken my hearts, for I have seen my people. They're very offended this hour. They're very far from the Lord their God. They're looking for things in this world. They're looking to have importance in this world. They're wanting great success in this year. They want to have fame. They want to have fortune. And they want to have great gainsayers. And they want to be blessed in their own moderate way, the way of wealth, the things of this world. But I say for those who engage themselves in the Lord their God and seek me and me only, I shall bless them And I say they shall have a wealth in heaven that will never be destroyed. It will never be grown. It will be a wealth to live on forever. My people need to realize that the cross will lead them to heaven. My people need to realize that they need to take courage this day of their living, that they might be above reproach, that they might walk in victory, and they would not take no longer counsel to the enemy of their soul, but they would look to the Lord their God, and through Him only they would find comfort, they would find strength, and they would find power, and they would be able to be overcomers. But I say many, many, many are walking no longer as faithful servants, but they're unfaithful. Many are in very damnable things they're engaged with. I say many sexual things that are wrong. Many things that they take, their hearts have grown darkened. And I say they've learned to live as the world. But yet they speak that they're living in me. But I say they're not in me, because I say their efforts do not show me. They show the degradation of sin. They show what will happen to people when they leave the Lord their God. And they shall have a landfall of torturous problems. They're going to receive corruption. They're going to receive great heartaches. But I say those will seek me and divorce and get rid of sin out of their life and seek the Lord their God, I shall move them in a very glorious way. And I will ensure them that they won't have to be worried about the things that are going to come about this tomorrow's, but they will realize that I shall be there tomorrow, and I shall be with them from now until they live with me in heaven, and they don't have to be afraid, for I shall be with my people, and my people must encourage themselves that I, the Lord thy God, love them in a very special way. And I say, be not afraid, for I shall be with thee, saith the Spirit of God. Glory. The Lord really showed me this. We can't, as I say, we can't love the world and God. So if we love the world, we're enmity with God. So we have to separate it and say, you know, I know it's a big choice for a lot of people, because they've been taught you can do what you're doing and you're still, but the Lord doesn't say that. Problem is, we receive such a horrible death. There's people that have lived very loosely in the Christian walk. In the end of their life, they're screaming, they're really, you know, it's pitiful what the devil can do to us. Take us to prisons, he can take us to this. He can, you know, there's so many people, it's up for child molestation, all these wicked things that's, this world's caught up in it. But God's people don't have to be part of it. God's given us a hope and a reflection sure that He will help us, strengthen us. And the women, I don't know where it's going to be, but you know, I really feel for these who don't dress modestly, because it really brings wrong intentions, especially in young men and some older men. And they're going to be responsible. They're going to be more responsible than they think when they stand before judgment day. And we're plagued with it. We're plagued with these problems. But every place you look is just wrong signals. And these bring forth signals. And we're a Christian. We bring signals. The great I Am was with me when I walk in the grocery store. I expect His glory to be upon me. I expect it when I'm in His car. I expect it where I am. And we need to expect that glory. But God is so wonderful when He comes and just sort of punches on them. Oh, Lord, You're so good. Boy. And out there in the world today, Father, that one tonight that's living in that place, and you've been tormented this day, and you've been going through things, and you almost wish you could take your life this night. But I say, that's not the answer. You need to seek God, the Lord that loves you. You need to come before Him and ask forgiveness, and He will bless you. He will give you a new life, a new hope, a new direction. And if you will call upon Him, He will answer you. And I say, if you'll read His wonderful word, He will give you strength. He will be with you, and He shall encourage you. That one out there this night, you're going through a time of discouragement. You're through a time that you've been through a time of drought. You feel like that you haven't no love in your heart tonight. And Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that You'll move mightily with the love of God will be upon this one tonight. And for these ones this night, I pray that You'll encourage them all over the land, this land, nation tonight. I pray that You'll bring a harvest of love upon these ones. And for that one that's going through doubt, through struggle, through the things of this world, not being able to break the temptations come their way. Father, I pray that you'd give them power, that they would no longer want that cigarette for that alcohol. Set them free this night. Let them have a freedom. And from that one that has that hard sex drive, I pray that you'll bring that down to a level that they can be able to handle it. Father, your word, because there is no temptation taking you but which is common to man. For God is faithful. He'll not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able to bear. And with that temptation, make a way of escape that he might be able to bear it out there in land tonight. I pray for those this night that you have not been able to overcome. But I pray that you'll give yourself the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost, that you will have an abundant life and you will start receiving a strength from on high, that you might start becoming an overcomer in Jesus' name. The glory of God will be upon you. He'll move mightily upon you, that he'll bring healing to your life. He'll bring glory upon you. The Bible said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. And out there tonight, if you're out there and you'll pray and seek God and turn from your wicked ways, and the Bible said, then will you hear from heaven and he will forgive your sins and heal the land. Out there tonight, there's many, many, many that you need to pray as you never prayed before. You need to seek God and God will give you a harvest. He will bless you. He will give you strength that you might be an overcomer, that you might grow in the admonition of the Lord their God, that you might study to show yourself approved unto God. Hey, workman, that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If God be for you, who could be against you? We're day and all these things. We're more than conquerors through him which loved us. Out there tonight, I pray for those and a mighty revival of souls that you'll be saved, that you'll be set free. Call my brother. We'll pray for you. There's many out there tonight that can listen and you can be touched and changed from the old man, the old corruption, into the new man, having God the Father, God the Son in your life, that you have a new hope, a new resurrection, and you'll have a new hope, a new power, a new deliverer, and you'll be delivered from the cares of darkness and be set free by the Spirit from heaven. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing upon this family from heaven. I pray that you bless these mightily in America, throughout the world tonight, that need that special touch. I pray that you'll move mightily in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray healing over this world tonight. We pray for many that's out there in Pakistan, Father, through the India, through the different parts of the world this night. You need that healing touch this moment. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I see the glory of God coming down in a mighty way, healing in Jesus' name. If you need whatever you need, you need finances, I pray that God will bless you. And whatever you need, you will receive that hope. If you need an operation, I pray that God will heal you. By his stripes we are healed. Father, we pray for a mighty healing this night. And I pray, Lord God, that many, many, many will be healed this night across this land, across the world, in Jesus' mighty way. Amen, amen, amen. It's being done. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you all. God bless you. Remember, I love you, and God loves you 100 trillion times more than Brother Freedom could ever think about loving you. God's here to this great arm high on to touch you, to re-erect, to strengthen you, to you be able to cope with life itself, that you will have the joy of the Lord as your strength, as your foundation, that you might walk and talk in victory. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Hallelujah! What a wonderful glory! God really opened them. He told me he's going to do that. Glory! I don't know nothing I said, but boy, I'll tell you very soon, I feel the glory of God upon me.
Amen.
Praise boy, I feel such a God. I feel the glory of me. Hallelujah. Praise God, I feel that glory. Amen. Hallelujah.